Welcome in to the Fills in 5 podcast. I'm your host, Bretzky. It is Friday, July 15th, 2022. Zach Wheeler had one of his worst starts of the season, and the Fills failed to stop the bleeding north of the border on Wednesday, dropping their fourth straight game and 11,155th loss in team history. The Phillies had an off day on Thursday to lick their wounds and pick up their unvaxxed chums on the way down to South Florida, and they will now close their first half with three games in Miami. Let's recap the game. Wednesday was really just kind of forgettable. Zach Wheeler cruised through the first few innings, but the wheels fell off in the fourth. He allowed homers to Vlad Jr. and Teoscar Hernandez. Another two runs in the fifth made it 6-0. All six runs charged to Wheeler, who ended up lasting just 4 2/3 innings in the game. He allowed 7 hits and a walk, struck out 4 with a pedestrian 25.7 CSW on the night. He allowed 7 hard hit balls. Really just not a good start, not a great way to close the first half for Wheeler, who had been absolutely rolling. The offense did not show much of anything in the two games in Canada. Bryson Stott hit his 6th homer of the year, while he's had a nice couple of games. That is all the Phillies got on offense. Teoscar Hernandez would homer another time later in the game. Ultimately, the Phillies lost 8-2, fell back to 46-43, just 3 games over 500, and slipping back down a half game back of that third wild card spot with the 2-game sweep in Toronto. JT, Kyle Gibson, Aaron Nola, Alec Boehm were all activated Thursday following the game as they were getting ready to travel south. Notably, Alec Boehm was activated from the restricted list and not placed on the IL, so it seems like maybe he avoided the worst with his dislocated finger that he suffered on Monday, sliding back into second base. We'll find out more if he's going to be in the lineup on Friday later today. A quick look around the NL East. The Braves lost their series with the Mets this week, so they're still in second place, but then beat the Nats on Thursday. Have 3 more games against the Nats this weekend. We're going to chalk up 3 of those games into the win column for the Braves because the Nationals lost again. They've lost 7 straight, 13 of their last 14. Their last win came back against the Phils a couple of weeks ago. Whew, yikes. The Marlins split 4 games with the Pirates, but they won the last 2 as they get ready to face off with the Phillies. And the Mets close out their first half with 4 in Chicago. They took game 1 of that series on Thursday, an easy 8-0 win. Mets continue to roll. Our key question of the day: who is going to step up on offense? Everyone not named Reese and Kyle get the wrath with this segment. We're going to play some fun with small sample sizes over the Phillies' 4-game losing streak. They are batting just 28 of 133. That is a .211 average. They have just 6 extra base hits in the last 4 games. That's 2 doubles. And then they got 2 home runs from Stott, homer from Schwarber, homer from Hoskin, and that is it. They have not been scoring nearly enough runs over the span. The Phils have struck out 37 times and drew just a single walk. Really, really not good, and it is not going to get any easier as we show you what's next. The Phillies head to South Florida and get the NL's clear Cy Young favorite in the first half, Sandy Alcantara, Friday. Kyle Gibson versus Alcantara, who holds a 1.73 ERA, second best in the majors among qualified starters, a .91 whip, which is 7th among qualified starters. He leads Major League Baseball with 130 and a third innings pitched, and he is just blossoming before our eyes. Sandy throws a high 90s heater, an amazing changeup that comes in really hard. He went 7 2/3 innings pitched last time in a start versus the Phillies back in mid-June. He allowed 2 runs on 6 hits. The Phillies did end up winning that game 3-2, but that was about all the success they've had against the Marlins of late. Overall, the Phillies have dropped 8 of their last 13 games against the Marlins and 5 of 7 in Miami. Kyle Gibson pitched well his last time out, but he was really shaky before then. We will need to have Kyle Gibson on his game on Friday night to have a chance against Alcantara and the Marlins. Saturday, the Phillies have a TBD starter, probably be another bullpen game, and it looks like the Marlins will be calling up Max Mayer, top prospect in their organization. He's ranked 21st by MLB.com, and he's going to be making his major league debut, posted a 3.69 ERA over 61 innings pitched in the minors across two levels this year, 69 Ks and just 19 walks, while holding opponents to an amazing 183 batting average against. Mayer did miss a month this year with some elbow issues, but appears to be fine now. Phillies are probably going with another bullpen game, as we mentioned. They really could use Zach Eflin and Ranger Suarez back. And it's kind of stunning at this stage of the game, the lack of starting pitching depth that this team has at the moment. Not really sure how front office, who thinks this team's going to compete, can go in. And there's really no sixth starter. There's no seventh starter here. We don't know where Bailey Falter is. Christopher Sanchez is probably going to get the bulk of this game. Not sure if he's going to start or come in as a follower, but the Phillies' depth in the rotation is really not great. Sunday, the Phillies will have Aaron Nola on the mound. It's a little unclear where the Marlins are going to go, since they did look like they were lining up with Trevor Rogers on Saturday and Daniel Castano on Sunday, so probably either one of those guys is going to be in the mix. Rogers had high hopes coming into the year. He was really good last year, struggled a bit so far this year. Now he's coming around. His last start was actually pretty good. He's been walking too many batters. Maybe the Marlins are pushing him back a day. Maybe they're just going to give him a rest through the All-Star break. We'll wait to see on the starter for Sunday. Nola is looking to finish his first half strong. And we mentioned Sandy Alcantara leading the majors with 130 and a third innings pitched. Well, Nola second this year, 118 and a third innings pitched in the first half. Despite his 3.35 ERA, he has just a 5-7 record so far in the year. Nola has scuffled a little bit. His last time out, he allowed 5 earned runs, and he allowed 12 earned runs over his past 3 starts, spanning 21 and two-thirds innings pitched. That's really not great, but he's gone 7-plus innings in each of his past 7 starts and 8 of his past 9. The guy has been getting deep into games. He's just got to avoid that home run ball, that one bad inning, and hopefully he's able to do that on Sunday. And that'll wrap up our series with the Marlins and wrap up the first half. So our final thought of the day: the Phillies have fallen back a little bit and are 9.5 games out of the division, trailing the Mets and the Braves. Not so great. However, they are firmly in the mix for the wild card spot, currently just a half a game back of that third spot and I think 2.5 back from the second wild card spot. So there are 2 spots still right in the mix. And however, they've so far survived with the loss of their heart and soul, their best offensive weapon, Bryce Harper, of course. The big question is, if the Phillies can finish strong in Miami this weekend, if they win this series, it will have put them in a position to have won 9 of 13 series since the start of June, good enough to keep them playing meaningful baseball into September and just maybe beyond. However, all that said, if you go out and you get swept in this 3-game series against the Marlins, the Phillies would be back at 500, would be out of the wild card race by a couple of games, and oh, the Marlins would jump them. So if the Phillies get swept this weekend, they will be in 4th place in the division. They need to at least win one game to stay over 500 and stay ahead of the Marlins. Really a critical juncture in the season. All right, let's have a great weekend, everyone, and get some wins. We'll see you on Monday to wrap up the first half of the season. Go Phils, beat the Marlins. We'll talk to you again soon.